This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, fresh off of his appearance at the Natural Products Expo West, CBD, the heart of so much of the growth of the natural products industry, and, of course, the health benefits that we're seeing, whether it be considered structure, function, or we talk about the pharmaceutical lane as well here in terms of CBD's interaction with the body and help for children and others. Stuart is back, and we've got some stuff to talk about today, Stuart.
It's so great to hear your voice, Robert. We have made history together. You were the very first person, to my knowledge, willing to get on radio to talk to people about agricultural hemp and hemp-derived CBD back in 2014, even before I took the job here. Isn't that right?
Well, it's true. And again, you know, those of you who have heard the story, I will just say, because we've got a lot of new listeners, Stuart's been a friend of mine for so many years in the natural products industry, going way back. We're like brothers. We really are. And, you know, Stuart, you were a godsend just as a friend. But when you brought CBD to my attention and when we were able to utilize it for my wife, it saved her life. I don't exaggerate. And there are many stories like that beyond just you and I, what we've done together. So the fact is, I couldn't not speak about it. It was an imperative because it fits within my reason for being, right? Bringing the power to heal back to the people, right? Bringing the substances of creation back where they belong in a way that we can rely upon them consistently. And you have done that. My friends at CV Sciences, along with you, have consistently brought that to me and to our and my audience. And I'm ever grateful for you.
Well, we made history together, and you are a visionary, and now we can look back. We can look back now, and we just released our final numbers for the year 2018, our whole year financial, and we generated $48 million. We sold $48 million worth of hemp-derived CBD plus CBD oil products in the year 2018. And not only did we sell $48 million worth of product, we inspired over 1,000 competitors. There are now 1,400 different CBD companies as of last check, 1,400. And at Expo West, there were 170 exhibitors selling CBD in one form or another.
Wow.
And then that's causing the confusion because it kind of turned into a little greedy space race for dollars, and that's what
sure.
We need to straighten up now.
Well, and we talk about the commodity of an agricultural product that, you know, becomes at the level of a corn or a soy or a wheat, but of course we're not talking genetic engineering or massive use of pesticides, although we want to be able to have the clarity of the cleanliness of the finished product. Again, this is a big part of, you know, these validations, farming practices, etc. And of course the farm bill helped, I think, to take that a step closer. But there is a lot of, as you said, confusion in the marketplace, the regulatory issues, a lot of them maybe have been resolved, but there's still some things up there at FDA level that are a bit confusing. I know Scott Gottlieb suddenly resigned. We don't know what does that mean in terms of this guy from the NCI that's now heading up FDA temporarily, where that's going. So what is the future of hemp-derived CBD? And are there still players that are getting it wrong that could be in trouble themselves or maybe corrupt the industry as a whole?
Well, I think more of the latter, because the safety of the ingredient is certainly established, albeit there could be synthetic CBD, adulterated CBD in the market, and the American Botanical Council, Mark Blumenthal and his fantastic work. So please be aware, if you're buying CBD in some place that seems a little sketchy, do some homework to make sure that it's actually coming from an agricultural hemp plant, which is the byproduct of an agricultural hemp seed. And that little nuance seems to be where there is mass misunderstanding. You might have seen, quoted right before Dr. Gottlieb announced his resignation,
yes,
a Natural Product Insider, March 1st, Josh Long, he's a lawyer, he writes all of their more complicated legal stuff. Listen to what his article says. It says, this is a quote directly from the former commissioner of the FDA. He says, "We heard Congress loud and clear with respect to the farm bill, and I understand Congress wants there to be a pathway for CBD to be available," Gottlieb acknowledged. He then goes on to say, "Pharmaceutical products containing a higher concentration of CBD and food or supplements containing a different concentration of CBD, because we want to preserve the incentive to study CBD as a pharmaceutical product." So if you listen closely, they're telling us that there will be three distinct swim lanes. If you listen closely, they're telling us what's going to happen, aren't they?
Oh, well, I think that's undoubtedly what they're kind of telegraphing here. And you know, as much as, you know, I'm not a big fan of Big Pharma, and I think most people that listen to this show are not, we've never said there's never a place or a lane for it. We believe that we can all coexist. There are places where things can help that are necessary. And then, of course, there's that wider field that I believe is more prevalent or should be, and that access to an ingredient that is certainly non-synthetic is optimal for many of us, maybe most of us, but it doesn't exclude the potential benefit for some to have a pharmaceutical intervention.
And I'm so happy to hear you say that, because you know I agree. Pharmacognosy is the discipline of deriving drugs from nature, and Epidiolex, the FDA-approved 99% CBD concentration, is the most effective way to reduce seizures on top of four different anti-epileptic medications. Why? Because they're sending in one more compound, and they need to have absolute laser certainty about what it is and how it interacts with these other drugs. So now that we have CBD approved as an FDA drug for treatment-resistant rare forms of epilepsy, my hope is that when somebody says to me, "Can I use plus CBD oil for treatment-resistant epilepsy?" I say, well, first of all, it is a free country,
yes,
as you and I know, Robert, right?
Yes.
Number one. But number two, you could probably get an insurance cap, insurance reimbursement, and a child-proof cap, and really clear instructions. And if your child's flopping around on the floor, maybe that's going to be in your best interest to get a natural drug that you can get insurance reimbursement, a child-proof cap, and clear instructions, where the cannabis market, the dispensaries, they've got to stop treating people's illnesses with cannabis, right? You can't make natural, you can't make claims about natural products. Only drugs can make disease claims. So dispensaries will carry botanical cannabis extracts, different than isolated CBD.
Right.
That's what you get at the pharmacy. And then you need farming to make our products. So you really do have three completely different swim lanes.
Ah, fascinating. I like the visual there as a former swimmer, that you have a lane, everybody gets their lane. And, you know, the question is, and the fear is, honestly, you know, Stuart, that the FDA would try and eliminate the other two swim lanes just for the drug form of it. Although, again, interestingly enough, with the Epidiolex, it isn't a synthetic CBD. It is a CBD. It's just an isolate, you know, relative to their pharmaceutical drug standards. But the fear, and I think it might still be out there, you tell me if the retailers were concerned about, hey, would the FDA try to eliminate all, even the agricultural hemp CBD products?
No, what you just said right there, that's going to be the division. The division will be, what seed did you plant in the ground? Now, I've heard, so this is a rumor, I've heard that EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, that they're working on a checklist. When EFSA does something, FDA may follow. What I've heard is, the first question on the list is, which seed did you plant into the ground? You see, the spirit of the Farm Bill was not to have a Trojan horse for the cannabis industry. Remember when we first started this, everybody used to ask, what's your strain?
Yes.
Right? Is it indica? Is it sativa? Is it purple Donkey Kong Kush? Is it Charlotte's Web? Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those were cannabis strains.
Mm.
Now, please don't get me wrong. I watched the same documentary that you did. Weed, Sanjay Gupta, CNN, I watched them all. It was a rare strain of marijuana, and you had to move to Colorado to get it, right?
Yes.
Our argument was, no, 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 no. You can get low amounts of naturally occurring CBD as an agricultural food fiber hemp crop. So the question for 2019 is, what's your seed? Not what's your strain.
Hmm.
We asked, what's your strain in 2014. 2019, what's your seed? And number two, is it generally recognized as safe? So that by 2020, it's simple. Pharmaceutical isolated CBD. Botanical cannabis, certified agricultural hemp. Three different markets, three different outlets to buy CBD.
Yeah, it's getting clearer, believe it or not. I, you know, sometimes sometimes we wonder, is it getting clearer? I'm not sure. But in this case, I see clarity for maybe the first time. You know,
and me too.
How were you received? I think because there are some people that will welcome this information, but I think there will be some that will be very upset by what you're saying.
Oh, I'm freaking the entire industry out, our whole company. All the people in the CBD business, they think they're selling CBD. Well, guess what? You can only sell hemp, fool. CBD is an active pharmaceutical ingredient. Yeah, I just called you a fool.
Mm.
You can only sell hemp. Hemp was liberated from the Controlled Substance Act. So we were right from the beginning. Everything is on course here. Everything is on course.
So if we say hemp-derived CBD, that's distinct from botanical cannabis-derived CBD, which is distinct from the pharmaceutical isolate CBD.
And the only challenge with that word is derived.
Okay.
People say, I don't want anything derived from anything. The point we're making is we plant the hemp seed into the ground. We've got tractors. We've got overalls. We've got dirt. We've got farming. We've got the sun. We're replacing tobacco and corn crops. That was the spirit of the Farm Bill. Not low THC weed.
Right.
Different product, different market.
All right, stand by. Boy, this is getting good. I tell you what, man, what a journey we've been on. CBD, more and more on tap, so to speak, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us. Stuart Tomp continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health. Especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So trying to make clarity where there has been little or none. And again, the challenge is not only communicating it clearly, Stuart, but the receiver, those who receive it. Now, from the users out there, my listeners, they're like, gee, I just want to make sure it's accessible and what I'm getting is what I think I'm getting. And that's why we love the CB Scientist, the plus CBD oil. But there are others that, again, are going to push back, fight back. You know, what is this about the seed? I mean, is CBD coming from, you know, a seed that was considered like, it's a cannabis plant, but it's really, it's low THC. It counts. But maybe it's not the same thing.
You're 100% right. When you read the bill, the farm bill that liberated the agricultural hemp plant from the clutches of the Controlled Substance Act, it clearly says 0.3% THC of the dry weight of the leaf. Now, let's do a thought experiment here, Robert. You've been in herbal medicine for many, many, many years. If you take a bunch of 0.3% THC flower, mm-hmm. Technically, that meets the Farm Bill's definition of hemp. It says 0.3% THC or less.
Right.
So if you test it and it has 0.3% THC, you should be good, right?
Well, again, by that math, you think that would be enough.
Now, let's say you take that product, take everything else out of your head. We're just taking the leaf, the flower, and we're going to put it into some alcohol to make an old-fashioned alcohol extracted tincture. Mm-hmm. What happens to that 0.3% THC now that we're trying to concentrate and extract some of these cannabinoids? If you put a bunch of plant material together, is it possible that we now have more than 0.3% THC by volume?
Sure.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
So the moment you take a 0.3% THC leaf and do anything with it, the second you turn it into a product, it's already 0.4 or higher, so therefore it's no longer hemp, and therefore it's illegal.
Hmm. So was this the case, because there was a case of a trucker that was shipping from, I believe, Kentucky,
yeah,
across country, and they found like a couple of the batches were at 0.4.
Correct. Now, that's because they're not growing seed, fiber, food, hemp.
Hmm.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to adapt to the changing regulatory landscape. Listen to this. I just found this. You can read this yourself on Project CBD. The article is called Cannabis, Hemp, and the Law. Cannabis, Hemp, and the Law. I just found this on Project CBD before we did your show. Listen to this, Robert. Against the shifting regulatory landscape, the distinction between hemp and other forms of cannabis is fast becoming moot. American horticulturists are successfully breeding high-resin cannabis varieties that satisfy the Farm Bill's criteria for hemp, with THC measuring below 0.3% and double-digit CBD levels by dry weight. Now, wait a minute. Technically, if you're going to jack up the CBD and push down the THC in a cannabis plant that does not come from a certified hemp seed, your finished product is therefore what we call a new dietary ingredient.
Ooh,
so, Robert,
yeah.
Oh, busted.
Yeah.
You can't just monkey around and say 20-to-1 ratio, 30-to-1 ratio. No. You could, but you better submit it, A, as a new dietary ingredient, or demonstrate the toxicological safety of the plant. So what happened here? The Farm Bill passed, and the cannabis community, and many unscrupulous people in our business, thought it was a Trojan horse to sell isolated CBD crystals. Now, for crying out loud, why did people think you can sell 99% pure CBD if that is what the FDA approved last year for treatment-resistant seizures? How ridiculous is it that people are buying and selling 99% pure CBD when it's an active pharmaceutical ingredient that was already approved by the FDA? So, yes, what we're shaking out today is there is a difference between hemp and marijuana and isolated CBD, and you'll have to prove that you planted a hemp seed into the ground, not that you cloned a low THC, high CBD marijuana plant.
Oh, boy. Like I said, if I was there, I would probably be witnessing a lot of screaming people about that distinction. And I want to go further into it. We're up on a break here, Stuart. There's been a history of sales of hemp products, even, you know, in the realm of cannabis prohibition, like hemp protein powders, hemp fibers, hemp clothing. And does it have anything to do with that in terms of being an ingredient that has been in use and sale for decades that would not require this so-called NDI, in as opposed to what you mentioned, low THC strains of cannabis? We're going to come back with Stuart Kopp, clear it up even more. CB Sciences, go to pluscbdoil.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump issues his first veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to in particular thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that, law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
PlusCBDOil.com, linked up in the show notes. If you can't find it locally, you're probably living out in the middle of a hemp field, perhaps. But you can get it direct by going to PlusCBDOil.com. There's a special code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners if you want, RSB15 when you check out. All right, Stuart, This is, again, this is a fascinating journey and discussion from going back years ago when we first began reporting on it, the things I've written about it as well in the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, but now getting into the brass tacks of the marketplace. You know, what are we going to have happen moving forward? And I tried to make it a little clear in terms of the use and sale of hemp products for decades, even in the midst of cannabis prohibition. And I think it relates to the hemp fiber issue, which may be distinct from low THC cannabis.
You are 100% correct. And the only caveat that I want to add for those following the regulatory compliance argument, because you talk about a mathematical algorithm like a Rubik's Cube, if you like puzzles to try to figure out, this is certainly one of them. Robert had mentioned that if you torque, tweak, change the ratio of the CBD to THC, that you are then making something that is not an old dietary ingredient. It is a new dietary ingredient and therefore requires pre-market approval from the FDA or what we did. What we did is the only other way lawfully into the market, and it's called grass self-affirmation. Now, many people are very confused about this process. It is absolutely lawful. And let me tell you the history of grass self-affirmation. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show, but do you recall that because of DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act in 1994, once they drew the line in the sand between old ingredients and new ingredients, if you had something newer, and you didn't want to ask FDA for permission. Now, why wouldn't you ask FDA for permission? You may decide not to ask FDA for permission because they may not know what it is you're talking about. I know that sounds snarky when I say that.
No, it's not. I think we get it here, yes.
Okay, let me use coenzyme Q10. How popular is CoQ10 right now?
Well, it's big, and the more people learn about the dangers of statins and what they do, more people come to say, hey, I need CoQ10.
Okay, so there's a real role for it. I don't think it's bunk science. I think there's really something there. CoQ10 made its way into the market as a generally recognized as safe, self-affirmed toxicological status. So this isn't just the company saying, trust me. That's impossible. Mm-hmm. You spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. You have formal animal toxicological work where you have to sacrifice the animals, make sure there's no cancer, no sperm motility issues. Then you have to have that peer-reviewed, published on PubMed, indexed so that it's public knowledge. Then you have to take those results and have four independent toxicologists, trained experts, review your work and say, we agree that you can put your raw material into the U.S. food supply. So that the dietary supplement of CoQ10, of course CoQ10 is not a dietary supplement. CoQ10 was put into the food supply. The supplement is supplementing the food supply. This is a technical nuance. We put hemp extract into the food supply, not CBD. Mm. Here's the confusion. CBD, you had an aha moment. CBD is an approved pharmaceutical drug. You can't sell CBD. It can't be as a food additive. However, hemp, H-E-M-P, was just liberated from the Controlled Substance Act's definition. That plant now is available to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do something with it that people know what they're doing, like us. And Meshulam, for those of you that don't know, Raphael Meshulam, M-E-C-H-O-U-L-A-M, Professor Raphael Meshulam at Hebrew University, his documentary is called The Scientist. And I found a quote back in 1987. So Professor Meshulam is considered one of the godfathers of the cannabinoid story. And listen to what he said, Robert. He said, much of the research into the use of cannabis concluded with its unacceptable psychoactive side effects. Did you know, Robert, that in 1985, drug companies tried in vain, unsuccessfully, they failed miserably, to separate the medicinal from the psychoactive effects of cannabis? Were you aware of that?
No, not that specific detail.
How cool is that? Pfizer in 1985 took the THC molecule and changed it every different way they possibly could tweak that skeleton to see if they could get the anti-nociceptive and anti-inflammatory effects of cannabis without being stoned.
Wow.
And guess what? They couldn't do it. You could. You can't. That's why it took so long until they approved Epidiolex, because they couldn't do it with a synthetic molecule.
Yeah, well, that explains it. Because, you know, it's one of my questions is like, you know, of all the things that are approved as drugs, it typically are synthetic analogs of things in the plant kingdom, right? That's known. That's what you said, pharmacognosy. You know, I've taught pharmacognosy in relation to homeopathic medicine to pharmacists and doctors over the years, so I get that. But for this particular drug product coming out of England with GW Pharma, not being a synthetic, yes, it's an isolate, but I was like, wow, that I didn't expect. I didn't see that coming.
And the reason? Because of the chiral chemistry, the etymers. You're talking about the sensitive cell, the little structure of the molecule just did not lend itself to being synthesized and didn't work.
Wow.
So you talk about people that love nature, and let's be smart and combine nature and science. And Mashulam, Professor Mashulam, in 1987 said, and he's one of my absolute heroes, he said in his very, very rich Israeli accent, here's a low-tech way of doing this. Grow low THC, high CBD, fiber hemp.
That's,
he said that in 1987.
That's stunning.
He said the possibility of using the leaves and flowering tops from the fiber hemp as a useful medicinal byproduct should be investigated. If CBD turns out to be therapeutically useful, this could provide added economic benefit to the development of fiber hemp.
Wow.
He said it, fiber hemp. He didn't say low THC, high CBD marijuana. We're talking about giant combines. We're talking about tractors. We're talking about farming. The spirit of the farm bill. The reason we got Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul and even Chuck Grassley right at the end, who wanted to rip the language out, he was against the extract language for this very reason. He and others did not want this to be a Trojan horse for marijuana products. This is an extension of farming. This is an extension of hemp seeds and hemp seed oil. So we're using the exact same plant that you may have already eaten as hemp protein or as hemp seed oil. If you're just tuning in, the reason this is a big deal is because against the shifting regulatory landscape, the actual distinction between hemp and other forms of cannabis is fast becoming moot and misunderstood because American horticulturists are currently successfully breeding high resin cannabis that satisfies the Farm Bill's criteria for hemp, with THC measuring below 0.3%. However, they're producing double-digit CBD levels. Our plants, Robert, true agricultural food fiber plants, the same plants that Professor Raphael Mashulam said should be investigated, those plants have 1% CBD. Not 10, 20% CBD. True food fiber hemp plant is radically different than an engineered low THC marijuana plant.
I'm just going back in my memory banks, Stuart, and I don't know if you knew this. I studied microbiology at Hebrew University in Jerusalem in the 1980s, but I never met Dr. Mashulam. Now I'm like, I want to go back in a time machine and go back to that time and go, man, do you know where this is going? Obviously he saw it, but I was clueless at that point.
Oh, no, he did see it, and because Robert and I love science so much, first of all, that's a cool thing. I didn't know you got to do that. That sounds absolutely just amazing. But they did do some great work at Hebrew University at the Hadassah Medical School.
Yes.
Where they were looking at...
I was at the Givat Ram campus, but we did some work at the Hadassah Hospital with Hebrew University. So, again, you're stoking my memory banks.
Oh, this is so cool. Well, they've already published Overcoming the Bell-Shaped Dose Response of Isolated CBD Using High CBD, Low THC Marijuana. And that research that they did often gets borrowed. Hey, I'm guilty of it. I borrowed it and used it to make my little hemp pitch.
Right.
I did.
Yeah.
And so I started studying it a little bit more. I started realizing these are three different swim lanes. Mm. See, what they did is they wanted to show purified CBD against CBD-rich hemp extracts. And guess what we learned? If you have treatment-resistant seizures and you're taking four different medications, you need 99% pure CBD. If you've got a backache, if you've got stress, if you've got pain, mm-hmm. if you just want to wake up and have a cup of coffee and take a hemp extract and feel better, you need 5, 10, or 15 milligrams. If you're going after treatment-resistant seizures, you need 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day. Different product, different market, different customer. Three swim lanes. So remember, in 2014, we used to say, what's your strain? In 2019, we ask, what's your seed? Is it grass, generally recognized as safe? And by 2020, we'll all be saying, pharmaceutical isolated CBD, pharmacy. Botanical cannabis, dispensary. Certified agricultural hemp, health food stores. Three different markets, three different outlets to buy CBD.
Stuart, as we got about a minute left, and I just, from the standpoint of concern that we have access to the CBD that we've become accustomed getting from CB Sciences, our Plus CBD oil, I use all three varieties that are available. Is this going to change heading to 2020, or are we still good with what we have access to, whether it be the raw, the green, or the gold?
Keep your eyes open for expanded access. We are the vanguards of access, and you will see this product everywhere, everywhere.
Hmm. Well, I'm blessed to call you my brother, my friend, in clearing up every stage of the way. As we understand more, we get together and we reveal it, and I'm so excited for what we can do yet to come in this regard, and we've set the stage for even better things.
So exciting, Robert. Thank you so much, my friend.
Well, y'all check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you can go to CB Sciences, which we have direct links to as well, plus cbdoil.com, and check out all the things we use here. And next week, remember, we've got the new video format. The next time we get Stuart on, we'll be able to show off some of these scientific studies while we're talking about them, much less the products derived from them. Thank you, my friend.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Scott Bell Show.
There are a few other articles we didn't get to with Stuart Tomp today, and you can check them out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, starting Monday, the 18th of March, we're going to be on earlier in the day, noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern, and we'll be able to show you the articles visually, those of you watching on YouTube or later on Brighteon, where all of the archives will also be put. And it's very exciting. Anyway, thanks to Stuart Tomp. Thanks to Brian Hooker. Thank you, Super Don, making it sound so good. It's been quite a ride with GCN Weekday for a number of years now. But we've got, a bigger pond to play in with Natural News Radio Monday through Friday coming up.
Well, and I think it's just a natural evolution, right, you know, of the show to a format that I think people are really going to enjoy, and a format that a lot of people demand now.
Mm-hmm.
On content and stuff, so it's going to be an interesting transition, but I think people really are going to like it. So listen, if you want to keep in touch
mm-hmm.
with us on what's going on with the show, where the new home is going to be, and any other changes that are going on, make sure you head on over to robertscottbell.com sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
And we will keep you plugged in on all the important info you need to know.
Yep. There are online webinars coming up. We got the big NoCo Hemp Expo March 29th and 30th in Denver.
Yep.
And Total Health in April. That's the 12th, 13th, and 14th in Toronto, Canada. And then we've got Autism One, the 22nd through the 26th. I'll be there for a few days before heading to the Advanced Medicine Conference in Pasadena, California, with, of course, Dr. Batar, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree. Ty's going to present. Nia Peoples, that'll be cool to meet her in person. Never met her. So that's coming up, y'all. You know, we mentioned the term pharmacognosy with Stuart. And that, of course, is a big $10 word or $100 word, depending on how you're doing it. But, you know, it's talking about the origin of medicines, if you will. And I've taught pharmacognosy, homeopathic style, to pharmacists and doctors, so it's not out of my realm of discussion, but I try to keep things pretty basic and clear for you. I don't mean to throw out big words just to impress you. That's just not my way. So, Super Don might disagree. Do you disagree with that? Or I throw behind the scenes, I throw all these big words at you, don't I? It's like,
totally. Yeah. I've got a thesaurus next to the computer here just to talk to you.
Right. So there's an interesting article came out a couple of years back. It had a chart. And it was from the 1930s. It was put out by, apparently, pharmacists. It was called A Pharmacist Map of Herbal Cures. And it's sort of like the lost history, like I talk about, lost history of medicine in America, whether it be Flexner Report, whether it be Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter. And, you know, how did I learn the things that I learned? And there's an entire history of botanical medicine that was mainstream medicine. All right? It was lost. Not for everybody, but for many. And those of us who, you know, basically embrace medicine as God created it, that's what I perceive it. It was the plants of creation. It's in the Bible. Now, whether you decide to synthesize it and use it in a different way, that's up to you. I don't believe that should ever be made the monopoly it already has in much of the Western world. So I think it's fascinating here to see, hey, even pharmacists knew the origin of which all of their medicines came from, primarily the plant kingdom. Now, in homeopathy, we use animal-based medicines as well as mineral-based medicines. But I think it's kind of cool to see this. Of course, what will the skeptics say? Oh, that's like the fallacy of antiquity or something.
Appeal to nature.
Appeal to nature, right? It's like, oh my God, how dare you do that? Only modern medicine is real, right? Taking all those things and synthesizing it because man is smarter. I'm like, you arrogant pricks. Can I say that? I
just did. You just did.
I just did, I think. You know, we could say even worse things than that starting Monday. Not that I will, but we won't be FCC limited, will we?
Robert Scott Bell uncensored.
Oh, my God.
Don't
tell your friends.
That.
Don't tell your friends.
Mm.
So, anyway, this is kind of cool. Well, we got a minute left here on GCN Weekday Program. There'll still be archives available through GCNlive.com Monday through Friday.
For the Sunday show.
Right? But Sunday show as well, again, is still going to be on GCN. That's 1 to 3 Eastern, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific on Sundays. That remains the same. But Monday through Friday, we are cranking it up on naturalnewsradio.com. If you're not sure where that is, just go to robertscottbell.com. We'll have listen links. You'll be able to stream the Robert Scott Bell Show live 24/7. I say that the stream will be playing 24/7 now, as well as at robertscottbell.com in addition to naturalnewsradio.com.
What are we going
to
do with all that extra time? We're going to be playing like Neil Diamond songs or what?
No, we'll get busted for copyright infringement, so we won't do that. But we've got a lot of interesting options coming up, folks, and I'm so grateful that you're here with us. Please share this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. I know you guys and gals know it, but there are a lot of other people that don't yet, and we're going to be available for them through the new stream starting Monday. Again, naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.